Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0500 hours. 73 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Rain. 68 degrees.
WBAT monitoring. W8FU, W8FU, WBAT calling. W8FU, W8FU, WBAT calling.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 70 degrees.
NAKPP Mobile.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees.
KEAORD radio test.
Station of the radio test sounding good. KBATR.
KE8ORD, thank you. I added 5 more watts. Was that any better?
Yeah. KE8ORD, stand by. Yeah, you're sounding good. Everything sounds good. Where are you located?
KE8ORD, I'm in North Dearborn Heights by Telegraph and Ford Road.
Okay, are you mobile or a base station?
Oh, base station. I put up that Comet 333 tri-band antenna, and I'm just seeing if who I can hit and who I can't.
Okay, well, you're on the West Bloomfield machine, which is connected to some others. It's also connected to the 442.6 and a few others. So, you're getting around the whole city here.
Great, thanks. I appreciate that. KE8ORD.
All right, 7-3. We're good. AV8 here.
W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 78 degrees.
KDAWGQ clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees.
NHKPP mobile. NHKPP, is that you, Wally? KVHB, Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Yeah, it's Wally. I am doing good. I was just over at Greg's house. We're trying to get an old laptop fired back up and working so I can have a Windows box. Right now I just use a Surface, and it would be nice to get this one. Even though it's old, it's my dad's old laptop, and it's not working. There's something wrong with the boot off the USB drive, and it might still work, but there's an issue. Kind of not in there very good. Got a Linux stick? They'll always boot off of that. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. I'll try that, too. I'm right by some power lines. That might be giving me some grief trying to get in, and I'm pulling into the grocery store here, so I'll bid you adieu. I just wanted to answer you since I heard your call. Okay, well, have a good one, KZAZ. Yeah, very good. Okay, yeah. I forget the name of it. FileZilla, CloneZilla, something like that. There's a utility out there that fixes a lot of the things. I've used it before. I messed up a white box one time, and it really did a good job, so it worked out good. All right, I got a phone call coming in, too. Have fun shopping. KZAZ-NAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
KEYTQ Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
W8NFC Mobile. NATP.
Sunday, I forgot that it was the Temple Sunday. I forgot all about it.
I didn't, but I probably wouldn't have been up for it. I had surgery on Friday. Nothing serious, but I was. I probably would have skipped it.
Well, I hope it was for a good reason, and I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, I think so. I was having trouble with my hand, and this is going to hopefully fix it. So it was outpatient, no big deal. And it was kind of painful over the weekend, but aside from that, you know, it was minor, relatively speaking. You know, a little discomfort, let's call it that.
The hernia surgery took all last spring and fall. Prior to that, the eye surgery took a year to get that corrected.
Well, I don't expect this to be anywhere near that long. I'm already feeling worlds better today than Friday. So, yeah, this should be pretty quick. But, you know, I got to watch it for a couple of weeks, lifting and stuff. But I'm already
pretty close to normal as far as movement. Yeah, the pain will stop me every once in a while if I move the hand in the wrong way. But anyhow, what else is new and exciting?
Well, we had a heck of a good time at the park Saturday. Eight people showed up, and four stations were on the air. We're supposed to go out again Wednesday. I'm going to bring my gear out. And there was a lot of contests going on. The guys were having a ball.
Good deal. Yeah, I saw something posted about that. So the weather's right for it, you know. So it's all good. I don't think I'll be making Wednesdays. I had today off, and I've got to take some time off on, I think, Thursday as well, so I'm going to have to be a good boy for the rest of the week. So got an eye appointment on, I think, Thursday afternoon. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Just got to schedule all my time off around doctor's appointments.
Yeah, when I went to Beaumont Institute, or whatever they call it, you go wait in the basement. It's like a basement level thing at one building, not in the main hospital. In meek and mild, I stood up and asked everybody, how many people are here because their surgeon screwed up? Everybody raised their hand, and one woman said my eye went blind because he screwed up so bad.
Well, I don't know, man. Is that typical of that? I mean, or you just dumb luck you picked a bad surgeon?
Well, you know, everybody there was there for repair work. So, you know, I wouldn't say there was 100 people. It was during COVID, so they spaced everybody out and everything. In fact, I probably told you that story where they said Charlene couldn't go downstairs with me, kind of COVID, only one person. And I explained to the girl, I said, well, Charlene here is a state-certified service wife because I can't comprehend. And they said, okay, she can go down. They wrote it down. So next time when I go there, the woman says, your wife can't go with, oh, I see, she's a service wife. It worked. Why argue? Better tell a good lie.
So on another note, up for some wonton at some point?
Yeah, give me a day to go draw some money out. I don't have any cash on me. You know, I just got to go to Aldi's, buy something, and which I do anyway. Yeah, oh yeah, 168.
Yeah, I mean, no time in particular. I just, we keep talking about it, you know, and got to do it. I haven't been back there. I was going to go... was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I was out and about, and I was going to swing by, but I just didn't feel up to being out any longer. But Andrea really likes those peanut butter rolls that they do, or peanut butter buns, or whatever you call them. So I stop in there and get those, and then I like to wander to the back and get something off that menu I can't read.
WA, mobile.
Go ahead and pick it up and pass it back to WB80. Walt here.
Walt and Sean, good afternoon.
WNFC. Jumped in the car to head up to Meyer real quick. Heard you guys. Yeah. Walt, back to you.
Okay. Thank you. I forgot your name. I forget everybody's name. Yeah, the Meyer's by my house, 16, and Van Dyke, it's like Heaven's waiting room, all old people. Yeah, Sean, when we go in there, we got to order it right away, the meal first, then go around shopping. They give you that little buzzer in your hand when the, you know, because they prepare everything fresh. But if I get the wonton, I got to get the fat noodles, not the skinny ones. The fat ones are better. Sean, can tell me who the other gentleman is. The waste is a terrible thing to mind.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's Nick that just chimed in. His suffix is NSC, so he's got two of his letters in his name in there, NNC. So there you go. I don't know if that helps or not.
But yeah, we'll have to go. I got something one time, and I really, really liked it. I keep trying different things on the menu, and I never find it. And I'm not sure what I ordered. So I've tried several things on that menu, all trying to get back to that one thing I had. And I don't know how to describe it either, and hell, I can't tell them what it was called. So I'm just stuck going down the menu saying, well, I tried that last time. That wasn't it. It was good, but that wasn't it. I tried that, so maybe I'll try that. So that's where I'm going to be. Unless I just want to go for something like the wonton like you do, but I'm trying to find that one dish that I had. And for the life of me, I just can't remember which number it was on the board. It's this Asian market, Nick. It's over in Madison Heights called 168, and they've got just all sorts of, you know, great Asian condiments and foods and sauces and meats and everything. You name it, they got it. It's you know, just, and I think they've got sections, you know, Chinese, Vietnamese, you know, Thai. They've got pretty much something for everybody. Meat counter, fish counter, frozen section, the whole nine yards. But they got a little restaurant tucked back in the corner where you can get all sorts of tasty stuff. But good luck ordering, because nothing's in English, and they'll work with you. But there's only so much they can do for my dumb ass besides point and let me explain as best I can. Nick? I do that with the spicy Thai place every time I go. I had one thing once. Now I can't remember which number it is. Every time I go in there, I order something different. But I don't have it really spicy. I can't do that. That would hurt me very bad. I feel your pain eating one thing off the menu every time I go there. But, yeah, I've got to go get a couple of vegetables to mix in with my meal tonight. Found I didn't have any bacon up left to put on my Blackstone to cook my steak. So the local store in town doesn't have it, so I got to go to Marysville, go to Meijer to get it. So, oh, well, at least the construction pulled back for now, going up towards Marysville, so I don't have to fight that now, but by the end of the month, they'll be back, and they're putting another roundy round in, so gotta have another one of those around here. Walt?
Yeah, Nick, I apologize about forgetting the name, but I forget everybody's name and call. Yeah, that wonton soup I'm talking about. You know, I'm old, and I've been to Chinese restaurants, you know, for decades. This is like nothing you'll get in a Chinese restaurant. It is phenomenal. And being a Polak, I love my soup, let me tell you. But, yeah, and Sean introduced me to that market. Sean?
You know, the one we were going to do that I never did yet was that restaurant warehouse or restaurant whatever, that one that you were telling me about. I've never done that one yet. I've been told about it. I just signed up for BJ's yesterday and went there today, first time. I spent about $150 in there. I needed some paper products and some other various things, a few odds and ends. So I certainly hit my, they had some sort of a deal, $20 to join, and you get $20 credit if you spend $60. Well, hell, I knew I was going to spend $60, so pretty much free membership. So I figured, okay, I'll give it a try. And it lets me get the gas, you know, for cheap. I think it was $3.18 a gallon. You can get it even cheaper than that if you want to open one of their credit cards, but I don't know if I want to do that. So I'll have to see what the other benefits are of it. I just don't know how much I would be able to, you know, being just Andrea and I, you know, empty nesters, we just don't buy enough to really, you know, take advantage of these clubs. You know, Costco's 60. Even with gas savings, I doubt we would see $60 in savings, you know, to justify the membership. So Sam's is a little cheaper, but same thing, you know. I get gas, and that's about it. You know, unless I go in there and buy something, then it's just money. It's just money tossed. You know, so I don't know. Figure we'll give this BJ a try. It's a mile from the house, and I can get my gas there, and it's free for the first year or so. They really don't have one by you, Nick, but they got that one on Hall Road in 94, so since you pass by there frequently, I guess you could do it if you wanted to. I am a member there, and I do use it. Not so much for the gas, but because every time I go there, the gas is longer. So, but I buy my bottle of water there, if I can find right around $4 for 4 bottles, so it's actually not bad. We load up like six or eight at a time, have some at the house, have a couple up north, buy a couple for the neighbors up north if they don't come down here as often, but they like bottled water, so they throw a little money our way and deliver. Didn't do much today. Worked and didn't leave my chair and my computer. Kind of catching up from last week still. Gone on Monday. I was up fighting fire on Monday. That was 30 hours. That was fun. Not. Still trying to dig out from that.
Yeah, Marysville. I think that's where Stag Island is on the Canadian side of the river. We used to go to that cottage. A co-worker of mine had a family cottage there. And we'd go fishing up there. Nice area. Really nice. Yeah, my son from California signed me up to the executive one at Costco. You can flip one to one family member. But they told him, you live in California. He says, I'm relocating. And the gal, a real good employee, I looked, she had no rings on, an old widow woman, was going to decline us because he didn't have a Michigan driver's license. And I said, Mary, did you used to drink around Scott's Fountain in the 60s? Are you the Mary that I used to meet occasionally around that area there? And all the younger people started looking at her way, and she used to, you could tell Mary was a Polish Catholic girl, you know, went to St. Lads or something. Oh, she's denying she ever did anything like that, and finally just to shut me up, she issued the card. Sean?
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, my problem is utilizing them satisfactorily. And I did get water, Nick. They have this, we like the Nestle Pure Life, and they had it, the 40-bottle ones, and it wasn't very much of a premium, and there was a dollar off coupon, so I ended up getting it for about the price of anything, you know, I think, you know, four something for a 40-er. And so that's not bad. I'll tell you, the only thing I'm particular about with my bottled water is a decent bottle. So many of them, the bottle is so horrible and flimsy, and the bottoms are never, you know, they never sit right on the bottoms, and I have no use for those. So as long as it's got a fairly decent bottle, then I'm all good. And, you know, I mean, how else am I going to get all the microplastics in my system? I guess Nick checked out.
Or he's trying to find a parking spot. Those roundabouts he mentioned, I hate those things. People tell me they got them in Europe. Yeah, but the ones in Europe are 10 acres. I know, I've seen them, I've been there.
We might have already talked about this, but have you been through the crisscross exchange that they put in at 14 or 12 Mile Road? I know there's a name for them. I'm not getting it right, but if you've been through it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think so.
I had to beat NFC back. I had to grab the phone.
Oh, okay. You know, I was talking about water, how I got water from BJ's, in fact. Although I got the Nestle Pure Life, they've got the 40 packs of that, and it was five and some change, and they had a dollar off coupon, so I ended up getting that for four and some change, and I got the Nestle. And I was just saying, I like the bottles, you know, and that's one of the number one factors when I buy bottled water, decent bottle, because I've got some where the bottles are so flimsy, they barely would even stand up when you set them on the table. But, anyhow, where else was I going with that? Walt, I was going to say something, you mentioned something, I was going to say something in response, then I sidetracked, doubled back on the water. God darn it. Oh, well, it'll come to me next.
Yeah, their brand, that Wellesley Farm, I have not had a bad luck with their bottle. It's a decent bottle. I know what you're saying about the other ones. They're just so flimsy they don't even stand up. But that Wellesley Farm holds up pretty well, and I have it stored outside up north out of the sunlight, you know, with cover over it and whatnot, and things of that nature, and it still holds up pretty well, so... I'm at 7-3 for now. I'm going to run into Meyer, and I'll be right back out in about 5. So if you guys are out here, I'll catch you. I'll run in here and grab one. It'll be at NFC.
Okay, Nick. See you later, buddy. Sean?
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad we're getting coverage up there in the St. Clair and Marysville and all that. That Richmond Repeater's doing a pretty good job, so... happy about that. There's a lot of guys up that way, and there's really no way to talk back to the area here. So, good deal. Anyhow, we put another FBI repeater up in Richmond, Walt, so they can up that away. They can get on that one and work it pretty well, even in the Port Huron. But it is kind of getting to the end of the rope as you start to. But it worked up in the Yale. My buddy who lives in Columbus was up there, and he was working it no problem from Yale, and another guy was west of Port Huron. I can never remember the name of the town, and except for his house. He can't work it from his house because his house is right behind a water tower, but either side of him works just fine. He says he gets in his car in his driveway, and it comes in. He goes, but from the house, he can't get through the water tower. I mean, you can, but it's not real good. But, so, anywho, happy to have that coverage up that way now.
Yeah, you know what the trouble is? In the heyday of 2 meters, well, primarily 2 meters, and, you know, of course, 2 meters, 440. If something like that was around, but, you know, I had the zombie alert on all day. I talked to Chuck this morning, and... Derek from England. It's the only people, two people on a repeater all day, or the system, let me put it that way.
Yep, that's why I'm not really venturing into digital too much. Just, every new thing we do fragments the hobby, right? And, you got everything is just, you know, everybody goes in their own little spheres and all that. A lot of what made radio great, and it's endemic of what's going on in society too. But we not only here on ham radio, but in life, you can now go seek out the people that completely agree with you, and you can surround yourself with the people that completely agree with you, and that you think you're worldly, but you're not. You're just woefully ignorant of. Tons of other cultures and peoples and things, and you know, ham radio's getting that way. We're all segmenting off. You know, this group does this group does that. And in the past, when there was like one repeater in town and there wasn't the internet, we all had to get along to some degree. You know, I mean, because there was one repeater, and so we all had to, you know, for better or worse, we all had to find a way to get along. You know, it's like when we were kids growing up, you know, you grabbed your baseball glove and you ran up to the schoolyard and you played with whoever the hell. You didn't get to say, well, I don't like Johnny, so I'm not going to go. I'm going to go play in the other lot. You know, so I don't know. I don't think we're better for it, but it is what it is. Here we are.
Well said, yeah. That's why, you know, I did turn on the TV today. Catch a little bit about the assassination attempt, then went to the internet, read some of the comments, you know, I look at them as a joke. You know, Nancy Pelosi was the one that put the assassin up to it. And, you know, it's just a big act, a stage. You know, and I'm going, what? These people have no life. You know, but they have no life. At my point in life, I could care less about who's going to be president. I don't like Trump that much. I don't hate him. Biden's too old. I just think my last years on Earth, what I see, what we have for president, doesn't turn me on.
Yeah, well, I'd be surprised at anybody that was really happy with any of the choices. Anyhow. But now it's strange times we live in. I remember the day Reagan got shot. I was at a job interview with a place that, I think we were at 10 Mile and Ryan. They did answering machines. And the guy was, and I worked for a place that was his competitor. And so, you know, I thought I could parlay my experience from his competitor and, you know, put that to good use, become a technician for him. They did this product called Codaphone, and at the time, answering machines were, you know, business and the rich, you know, the only people that had answering machines. And basically, you know, I was a Codaphone technician, certified and all that stuff, and I went to this guy, and he suspected that I was like a corporate espionage because I was too qualified. And because, and he pointed to the fact that Reagan just got shot. He goes, if that can happen, he goes, how do I know that you're not? And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't work for the guy, I guess, in the end.
Yeah, I remember when Kennedy got shot. Three of us were unemployed, which meant we opened up the bar, Norwalk Bar in Hamtramck, across from the Knights of Columbus. When they opened up, we went to that bar. Seriously. And I forgot what other bar we were in when we got the news. I did see him personally twice. Once at the NOB, Naval Operations Base in Norfolk, and once driving through the White House gates, I'm referring to Kennedy. But, yeah. Now, my concern is, you know, and I feel sorry for the Trump family. You know, he's got a lot of grandchildren. He's got two daughters, two sons. And what other wacko is going to come out of the bushes and try to get one of them?
Well, that's, you know, that's, of course, the problem with all this rhetoric, you know, that goes on, you know, and from all sides. You know, it's just like, you know, we have this fired up rhetoric about, you know, just how absolutely, vile and criminal and unworthy the opponent is and all this. And people, like whoever this joker is going to turn out to be, I don't know what his MO is or anything, you know, but, you know, they get wound up with this. Well, you know, maybe he's saving the country, you know, if he believes the rhetoric, you know, and it's like, just, that's what I mean. I just like, you know, it's like, you know, people, they get in these bubbles and the other person is non-human. They're dehumanized. And so, you know, so now, you know, what's the appropriate action against someone who's been dehumanized, right? It's I don't know. It's just, we got to find a way to right this ship. We really do. And I think it's going to be post this election cycle when these people are long a memory. We're going to have to get this straightened out, get back to some respected quality candidates.
WB80, I see on my tablet that Walmart carries instant chicken full, PHO. I know you pronounce it different than I do. How would I pronounce that, Sherry? Pho. Sherry says pho. And as much as I hate to go to Walmart, you know, you got the container, you pour the water in, put the noodles, put it in the microwave, but some people are claiming they like it. If the price is even here going to the Vietnamese places, I won't buy it.
Yep, there you go. And yeah, no, pho, that's definitely, I know how to say it. I will sometimes, depending on the audience, I hate it. I like get embarrassed when I say pho, but I sometimes say it. depending on the audience. But, yeah, no, it's, I'm glad she backed me up on that. Of course she would, because that's how it's pronounced. But, so learn it. Live it. Love it.
I'm just talking to Sherry here. She didn't bring her daughter. Almost kicked the girl out of my house. That three-year-old little daughter of hers is just a dream. It's like sunshine coming into a house.
Yep, they're a lot of fun. They really are. They don't have any preconceived ideas. They're just happy and watch their programs and just laugh. And it's good stuff, Walt. Good for the soul. Tell Sherry I think it is hi. She knows I'm the one that came over the other day and we met. And, yeah, so I'm going to probably clear out of here, though, at 6 o'clock and figure out what we're doing for dinner. Fa, sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, give me a day in advance and we'll go to 168, okay? WB80.
All right, yeah. Let's get it on the agenda. I'll definitely, like I said, I'm going to be tied down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I got to take the afternoon off, so I'm going to be kind of tied up the next couple of days, probably. But we'll work it out. Maybe we'll do it on a Saturday or something. Who knows? We'll figure it out. WB80 from W8FU.
KS8S from W8EAP. W8EAP, stand by.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees.
This is KEHWSK Mobile Monitoring.
K8TEL test.
Station testing, heard you loud and clear. This is KEHWSK.
K8WSK, K8TZL, thanks for the reply. I'm going to be doing a series of signal tests for receiving purposes. K8TZL on the side. K8TZL, doing a reception test. UHF analog, Central Michigan Emergency Network. Test 123321, KE8TZL.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, 81 degrees.
Thank you.
Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees.
Kilo 6 Juliet. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa India. Do you copy? Kilo 6 Juliet. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa India. Do you copy? KK6J. This is KF8BPI getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. Do you copy?
Roger, I copy. This is Kilo 6 Juliet. Go ahead.
All right, very good. I hear you loud and clear. I'm testing out my equipment that I'm going to be using hunting. So I've got a headset with sound amplification up to a certain decibel, and then cancellation above that, and all going through the speaker mic that you got for the HT. So that's what I'm working with right now. This is KF8BPI.
Roger that. As a matter of fact, I've got a Bluetooth hooked to mine and listening directly to it through pretty much the same fashion through for the Bluetooth transmitter there.
Yeah, actually I'm hardwired into the speaker mic, not going via Bluetooth in this case. I figure since I'm going to have all the gear on me and I'm going to want the speaker mic up close to my chest anyway, it's it works out well. The wire set up a little bit cheaper, too.
Roger that. You have the ear protectors going directly into that suppresses impact noise?
That's correct, yeah. And it seems to be working well. I've yet to try it with a gunshot. I'll be doing that tomorrow. But, yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, I think you'll find that it works pretty well that way. That the microphone sounds pretty good. How do I sound on that end?
Yeah, you sound really good on my end.
Okay. This is KK6J, and so are you going out with Eric tomorrow, or what? What's the deal there?
I wasn't planning on going hunting with him tomorrow, but if he's going out, I might join him. I was just going to test the equipment in the backyard with the home range, and then we got plans throughout the week. It's a pretty busy week, so I wasn't expecting to get any hunting in this week.
Roger that. I know they're pretty busy, too, all this week with the fair activities and things going on. Is that what you got planned, too?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this works out because I was going to call you and Mom and let you know that Avery is going to be in the Mayville Sunflower Festival parade on Friday handing out candy for 4-H. So she'll be doing that Friday. I think the parade starts at 6, and Wednesday we'll be up at the fairgrounds cleaning up.
Hold on a second. KEAYER. KEAYDR, W8CMN. KEAYDR, W8CMN, or even if you're not there, we're going to ban your node for bridge and stuff.
Node.
All right, carry on, W8CMN.
I'm going to go ahead and call it KK6J. Make sure the kids are going down to bed, and then we can carry on conversation via cell from here on out. Again, this is KF8BPI. Over and out.
KK6J, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Have a good evening. We're clear.
N8ASD, NAWJL. N8ASD. NAWJL. NAW Joker.
Yeah, the last two stations that were in there, you didn't clear out, had somebody on Echolink tying stuff together and didn't answer when first called them, so okay, carry on, and it's clear out. KBSWR.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 78 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 77 degrees.
So far, next week's looking like it's pretty open, so just about any day next week.
All right, so we'll do it one day next week.
Batting down the hatch tonight. I guess the storm's going to roll in.
It's kind of looking like they might go south, but I don't know now.
I hope you're right.
Up in the middle of the night and set your remote.
Normally what I do is I set it up ahead of time and then just turn it off. All I have to do is turn it on and it's already there, which isn't hard to do. I can do it right here. Then you gotta tell it's gotta have an offset. Of course, you know, then it needs a PO. That's not what I was supposed to do. Three digits to turn it back on when the storm comes up. I don't have to do an offset. I don't have to do the tone.
Automatically comes up with remote base transmit and receive or just receive?
When you first turn it on, it just brings up the receive, then you have to enable the transmit. It works pretty good.
Pretty slick.
The TS-2000, and what we did is, you know what a macro is, because you're a programmer. We wrote macros for all the computer line commands, for the cat commands. So we call up a macro, and it's got the cat command in it, and it executes it to the radio, so the radio just does what the controller says to do.
Very nice.
Programming that was done over 20 years ago and can't really be improved on. KC8PON, Jeff Gokey, he He helped me with all of it. I knew what I wanted the controller to do. I knew it was capable of it, but I didn't know how to sequence some of the programming. So I'd say, okay, I said, we need a program to do this, this, and this, and he'd give me a weird look, and I said, write the program. And I said, once you execute it, you'll understand. And, you know, he'd write the program and execute it, and the program would tell him what it was doing, you know. So it's been pretty good. It's good. I got the same controller in Lansing, and there's another TS-2000 in the rack in Lansing. So there's actually two of them.
Impressed. I mean, that's, you're getting all that use out of something you did that long ago. That's great.
And obviously, because it's the TS-2000, it'll do HF too. And then every 10 macros, I put a note inside of there, just like that one. It tells you what the next 10 macros do. So if you forget, you can hack your way back through the controller, and it'll tell you what it's supposed to be doing. Pretty silly, huh?
I think that's great.
I used to have a brain.
Harder, you know, do stuff that used to be really easy for me. I guess there's so many things I did. Every time I have to go back and revisit something, it's a strain. Strain on the brain.
Boy, they really goofed up in Pennsylvania, didn't they?
Roger. For the real story.
I'm sure it'll come out in a couple of years.
The FBI's on it, so we feel good about that.
Yeah, they proved themselves so trustworthy in the last 3 years. I got faith in them.
Yep.
A couple of days ago, I had Terry driving the Ford tractor with the blade on the front, and I was driving the backhoe. We were moving a brush pile, and up some lumber and stuff behind the garden so we could make the garden bigger. So day one went awesome. We pushed some trees up with it, and I hauled the trees away and everything else. And then the next day we had a little bit more to do, so I told her, okay, jump on the tractor. I said, head out there. I said, I'll meet you out there with the backhoe. So I got out there with the backhoe. Apparently, in between day one and day two, she forgot where the clutch was on the tractor.
Is this the story where the two tractors trying to mate?
Yeah, maybe I already told you about it. Yeah. I just thought it was funny. She's been back on it since then. She's all right with it.
That was great.
Just goes to show you when you don't think your neighbors are watching you, they are.
Probably not something they see every day.
Yeah, nothing was damaged, nothing was harmed. I got on the track and lifted the blade up and then put it in neutral and then got on the backhoe and rolled the bucket forward. And then I just got back off of it and I got back on the Ford and just put it in reverse and back off the bucket. It was all nice and gentle, nothing, you know, nothing horrendous about it.
Have a lot of flooding?
You know, we had an inch and a half of rain last night, but no, we don't really have a problem with it where we live. You know, I could definitely tell the garden got wet.
The lake level's up a couple feet. Most of the docks are underwater. It's kind of a mess out there, but it was going down. Hopefully it'll be more reasonable next weekend.
That's to be expected.
Not a big picture. It makes for a lot of shoreline and good fishing, but it does seem awful sensitive to rain. And lots of rain in a short time, it definitely caused some problems.
You know, one thing I learned long time ago, so it doesn't take much water on top of the ground to make it add up quick as far as how many gallons is actually sitting there. Every once in a while, the leachate tank at the recycle center would fill up and overfill, and sometimes I'd have to suck off 5,000 gallons of water just to get the tank down to a level where I could get to the tank to pump the tank.
Coming through here as well if it gets us, and it got me a little worried.
Yeah, I heard my generator do its Monday run this evening. Hopefully it'll remember to start during the storm.
Get really worried. I had in my garage, that's the back is kind of higher ground than the front, and there must have been a crack in some of the blocks or something underneath the ground, and used to get water coming into the garage, and I'd have a river through the garage, you know, from the back door to the garage door. But I patched it up a few years back with some hydraulic cement, and that seems to have done the trick, so I'm glad I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, I put east troughs on all the way around the house, and then ran plastic tubes from the bottoms of the east troughs out to the ditch line to haul the water away from the house, because this is an old farmhouse. And beforehand, the basement floor would get wet every time it rained.
I need to put east troughs up here, but it's a ranch house, and there's shallow roof. And I get, you know, ice dams sometimes, but I'm just worried it's going to rip the east troughs off if I put them up.
Yeah, I got a couple sections of roof that I have to worry about that too. I put gutter shield in mine, but I use the metal grates that screw onto them, you know, bottom at Menards. I think that actually helps in the wintertime because we have the same problem because we have an outroom that's got a hot tub in it. And of course, you know, the hot tub makes moisture. There is a fan in there with a humidistat on it, so if the humidity gets up in that room, it will turn on, you know, if it gets real steamy in there. And there's always a fan running in one of the windows, too. But that was really susceptible to ice buildup, you know. It's not got a lot of slant to it, either. But I got steel roofing, so it's a little bit different when it happens.
This is pretty conventional. Used to have huge problems leaking in the house, but I think we got most of that taken care of. I'm just worried about, you know, I need to put gutters up, I know, but I'm just worried about it getting torn down by the ice.
Yeah, I've never had problems with the ice on this side of the house, but on the upper roof in the wintertime, sometimes when the sun beats on the roof, we can hear it sliding down.
Roger, I usually get out there if we get a lot of snow that I'm worried about turning into or melting or turning into ice or whatever. I've got a roof rake. I'll run around and scoop the snow off. That's no fun either.
Yeah, I got a snow, Joe, but I use it on the solar panels. Snow Joe is just a hunk of styrofoam. It's like a styrofoam scraper.
Yes, what a snow Joe was. Yeah, you know what a roof rake is, I suppose. It's kind of like a half a snow shovel, but a very long handle. Just kind of scrape across the roof and bring the snow off.
Yipper. Alrighty, wifey, how's the animal count?
Well, a few deer out running. I'm on 36, almost to, I'm going to say, meat road, not sure. Somebody's little black baby kitty was crouched down into the road, so I slowed down to feed him, and I'm talking kitten. And couldn't have been, I don't know, not that old. I'm kind of hoping it belonged to the house that it was by, so, now. Over there, you know, the usual. Couple of raccoons, you know.
Mating season for the raccoons. We've seen a bunch of them driving back and forth to Albion. Lots of dead ones, too, on the road.
Yeah, they're no fun when you hit them. They actually knock things off your vehicle. Lesson learned. Not that I purposely hit him. He ran back across the road.
They can get pretty big. In the service, I lived in Texas and used to have that problem. You didn't want to hit one of them either.
Oh yeah, I bet.
It'd be a rock, a big rock.
I hate rocks and I hate finding logs in the road too, like somebody loses a piece of firewood.
Yeah, I'm cruising through town. I'm almost home.
Roger, well, I'm going to clear and get to our, watch our late night movie we watch every night. Hope you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you in the next few days. NAWOT.
Alrighty, well, have fun with that late night movie. Tell your wife you said hello. KCAQYW.
You guys take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And it'll be you.
I'm just passing Walker home, so I'm not that far from home either. Excuse me. Yawning. Trying to talk at the same time. The lightning, but that was it.
Yeah, I see the lightning to the north, but obviously where I'm sitting outside, so I'm looking north. So I mean, here in the corner. So I don't know if there's any lightning to the south of us or not.
Yes. I saw it too. Alrighty, so I'm going to clear it. I'll talk to you in a minute. KCAQYW clear.
Alrighty, and it'll be you.